Pretty big story here in Indiana. And before I really dive into it, let me just back up for a moment. Recently, Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the Republican Study Committee sent out multiple letters to multiple governors asking them to send help to man the southern border. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine agreed to do this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending the state's National Guard to the border. Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota is following suit. But what about Indiana? Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb did receive one of these letters. RSC Chairman Congressman Jim Banks tells us Governor Holcomb, in fact, received one of these letters from the Republican Study Committee.
Victoria Sparks, my colleague from just north of Indianapolis, yeah. She led the letter. I signed it to Governor Holcomb, calling on him to do more and accept the request of Governor Abbott to send more resources. And I'll send you the letter, and you can put it online for maybe post it for everybody to see.
I mean, please.
It's a response that from our governor saying that resources are stretched too thin in Indiana, and he did tell us that he sent some National Guard troops to California.
Here's the deal, Wobo Land. Congressman Banks did share the governor's response with us. I will post it on my Facebook page, but in part it reads as follows. It is highly unfortunate that border states are being forced to divert their own critical resources toward what is clearly a federal responsibility. Indiana has time and time again answered the call to assist states in need, including now assisting on the southern border with 123 of our Indiana National Guardsmen in and around Chula Vista, California, tasked with border protection and monitoring. Currently, due to my direct responsibility to the taxpayers of Indiana and the focus on the issues I stated above, I am unable to take additional personnel and law enforcement officers off their current state duties and mission to participate in this important, yet short-term and non-reimbursable assignment. So this is a portion of the letter sent by Governor Holcomb in response to sending aid to the southern border, calling it a short-term and non-reimbursable assignment. Think about that for a moment. I also need to point out this. Governor Holcomb did mention that 123 of Indiana's National Guardsmen are currently deployed in California. But let's all not forget that he did manage to deploy 625 National Guardsmen to Biden's presidential inauguration back in January.
Podcasts by Federated Media.